The title of today's talk is Cognitive Dissonance and Spirituality. Why would we believe that saying our prayers inside a church, a cathedral, a cave, a hospital, a war bunker, a car, a kiva, or in the middle of the woods would be heard by God or angels or any spiritual power, but daily thoughts would not be heard? Just because we are intentionally directing our thoughts and words towards God, they are heard? The difficulty with spiritual awakening is that we have cognitive dissonance around what spirit is and how it interfaces with our ego consciousness. And we're conditioned from day one by things that people say. They think they can do anything as long as, you know, Big Daddy in the sky isn't looking. But they want Big Daddy looking when they're in a situation, a problem that needs help to survive, or when they've been conditioned to go into a church or a cathedral and pray. But outside of that, it's you figure it out, you do this, you do that, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. It's all you, me, I. And there's no spirit connection to that. It's what I mentally, physically, emotionally am supposed to do, want to do, or can do. But then suddenly, we want connection. Honest psychic readings, and I mean honest, people who are really, truly psychic, and premonitions show connection to a world of consciousness normally ignored by a lot of people. And then suddenly they're in a, let's say, a psychic reading or something like that, and they go, yes, no. It depends on their desperation to connect to why they went to the psychic, to whether or not, you know, husband, wife, child, friend, whatever. They want to connect with them if they have left the body or they're on the other side of the world fighting a war, or a kid that's in college in another country or whatever. And they want to assure themselves that that person, soul, somehow is okay. So, what's going on here? What's going on is screwball. we can't connect the idea that when we're not praying, there is connection. The only time we lift up the receiver on our end is when we think we're praying and we want an answer. Well, infinite does not have an on-off switch. But our egos act as an interrupter to the remembrance that that would be true. And in fact, we don't even accept that except when someone like Master brings it to your attention. There is no on-off switch to infinite. You can't run around doing weird things that you don't want, quote, quote, God and angels to be watching or listening to, and then have a seizure of, I'm in trouble, and pray for help. So cognitive dissonance is a very interesting thing. How can someone stand in front of a microphone and say that they could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and get away with it? You have to be shut off from the idea that spirit isn't shut off and isn't listening and isn't measuring and isn't taking notes. Oh, yes, here we are. But every person all day long does it. You're off on, off on, off on. Connecting, trying to connect, thinking you'd like to connect, brushing your teeth and thinking you're going to connect, but really brushing your teeth. Not trying to connect and not even believing you are connecting. The difficulty with the ego mind is it has on-off switches. It's mostly on. And when it's on, you're forgetting that God power, spirit, is also on. And because we are so conditioned to listening and thinking on the ego level, the mental level, that to switch to the spiritual awareness level is a challenge. It is, it just is a challenge because the conditioning is so compulsive. It's addictive. What you think is addictive. And how you think is addictive. And what triggers your thinking is addictive. And until you change your addictions, you're off and running with the ego thought patterns, and you're in conflict with what you would spiritually be doing, thinking, if you were in touch, wanted to be really wanted to be were cognizant of wanting to be on frequency with spirit and God power. So life in the body is a struggle with cognitive dissonance. And it's no small struggle. It's the problem of separation from God self. God has all power. Why would you be separated from God? God has all power. So the idea that you can separate your thought patterns and your behavior patterns from spirit and God power has to be a very powerful interrupter frequency that stands between you and the subtler but all-pervasive frequency of spirit and God power. It's like somebody standing and talking in your ear when soft music is playing. Can you hear the soft music, or do you hear what's being said in your ear? What's being said in your head day in and day out is the vocabulary of ego. And until that is, quote, quote, neutralized to a great extent, you're not in touch with frequency of spirit. It's there. Your soul is there. God power is there. The angels are there. You're just listening to a large, loud broadcast from your ego, which is interrupting your focus towards spirit. It's very technical and very mechanical. And it's intentional by the consciousness of the ego. The ego is intentionally interrupting your spiritual attention. That's its assignment. If you don't want spirit, have at it. The test is, do you want spirit enough to retrain and downtrain your attention to the ego? That's the question. I mean, there has to be some kind of, let's say, reason for this absurdity. Just think of what you're thinking on a normal basis is ego trying to obliterate the frequency of soul, God power. As Mother Teresa said when questioned about prayer, "Oh, I don't say anything, I just listen to God." Well, what does God say? Oh, He doesn't say anything, He just listens. It's this unique quietness, the frequencies that can be, well, everything is a frequency. Everything that exists is a frequency. So what frequency are you on? What frequency are you hearing? What frequency are you tuning to? Well, you're tuning to thought patterns that are coming from the subconscious mind. They're coming from the ego. The more subtle ones are more difficult because you have to change your attention and your intention. You're not intending to listen to God. You're not intending to walk with God. You're not intending to make the bed with God. You're not intending to do the dishes with God. You're intending to get the dishes done. You're intending to get the bed made. You're intending to go shopping. You're intending to look for this in the store and look for that in the store. And okay. Occasionally, we may think we're in touch with the spirit of nature. Occasionally. And don't tell me you are 24 because I know you're not. Cognitive dissonance is the problem. We are fooling ourselves that we're okay when we haven't thought once of, are we in touch with spirit? So, here we are. The difficulty of the path of the masters, the difficulty towards enlightenment, is that you're completely addicted to ego thinking. You just are. Everybody is. So, what do you do about it? Well, that's what the masters come to help with, is to give us tools to break pattern with the ego, and then to open frequency techniques to get in touch with spirit. It's very simple, straightforward reconditioning, straightforward repatterning, straightforward de-addictifying ourselves to our ego. And what does that? Joy, relaxation, smiling, open-heartedness, open-mindedness. And stillness. How can the pitcher pour the wine into a cup that keeps moving? So if we don't wait until the mud settles biochemically, electrically, and if we hurry and worry, I think there's a whole lot of cortisol and adrenaline stirring the energy waves of consciousness. So, simply, just getting quiet is important. But at the same time, you may think that's very boring. So God said, all right, let's have joy while we sit. That's less boring. That is rewarding. That is one of the most rewarding things that human beings do. It's written in the Declaration of Independence, the pursuit of happiness. Why does that get put in? the Declaration of Independence, the pursuit of happiness. Because if you are happy, you are much more likely to come to Happyville. But even that's not attractive enough. Smiling, relaxing. Oh, let me see. You know, you get into a swimming pool or a hot tub and you just kind of like melt. You relax and you say, oh my God, this feels so good. This feels so good. It's rewarding. So to relax and be still is also rewarding. And so here we are. And the very simple techniques are scientific because they do end up transmuting the cells of your body so they can sit still, so that they will sit still, so that they will experience joy more often, more consistently, and with less resistance. But if you don't change enough of the cells in your body, if you don't mutate enough by intentionally doing those things, you won't automatically keep on doing it as cells divide. Transmutation is the forerunner to trans what? Yes. Translating. Transcending. Thank you. Here we are. Somehow or other, the training period has to entail periods of on-off, but more periods of on work better. If you don't go on to training more often than off of training, you've already got a head start on being untrained, being preoccupied with listening to ego. So, this is not rocket science. It's harder. More people have probably been to the moon than have enlightened in the last 10 years. The idea is that you have cognitive dissonance and you have to own it. You think when you pay attention to spirituality, you're paying attention to spirituality, but only half-heartedly. You're not really connected. It takes a while to really connect. You have to simmer down the pot, so to speak. You have to allow the chemistry in your body to really transform, to go from tension chemicals to relaxation chemicals. And you're loaded. You're already loaded with tension chemicals. Those don't just disappear by a twink. But they can be interrupted by a twink. So if you get clear for a moment or two that you want to relax, you smile, flash, smile is an instant interrupter. That's why I keep bringing up smiling, is because it's a flash interrupter. It immediately gets in touch with the vagus nerve, and it sends signals to change the chemistry of your body instantaneously. The idea that you're going to relax takes a little bit more shoulder dropping and deep breathing and da-da-da-da-da-da. The smile is instantaneous. And from there, you can work over to relaxation, joyfulness, open-heartedness. And all of those things are productive, but they are procedural. You have to intend to stay with it until it works. You really have changed your chemistry. You really are relaxed. And for eons of time, I've been able to demonstrate that if I gave you an exercise in relaxation, you'd say, "Oh, I feel so much more relaxed." Then I could give you another relaxation technique on top of that, and then you'd say, "Oh, I feel even more relaxed." And we could go on for about 10 go-rounds with different relaxation techniques, and you would still be just relaxing. Because your tension set is a set point. Your chemistry and your brain don't want you to break that set point. And if you don't continuously break it, it continuously has you in its grip. And you think you're relaxed, but you're not. You think you're joyful, but you are only partially joyful. It takes practice and it takes continuance of the effort. Well, here we are. Spirit does not have an on-off switch. Ego does. The point is, are you going to turn off your ego? You can't turn off spirit. You can just not hear spirit, but you can't turn off spirit. That's like saying you can turn off the hole that's sinking the ship you're in, the basement in. It's got the upper hand. And the idea that it's as simple Simon had a Pyman is ludicrous. Has it worked yet? So, here we go. The more you realize that you have cognitive dissonance around spirituality, honest to John, you have cognitive dissonance. You have been conditioned to think that when you're not thinking of spirit, it's not thinking of you, not watching you, not recording, not creating a karmic feedback for you. Well, relax again, smile again, be open-hearted again. You can't do it enough. You can't do it too much. Okay, our friend Hafiz has always something motivational to say about subjects. Why abstain from love when, like the beautiful snow goose, someday, someday, your soul will leave this summer camp? Why abstain from happiness when, like a skilled lion, your heart is nearing and will someday see the divine prey is always near? In other words, soul is not shut off, spirit is not shut off, and God is not shut off, but you are cognitively, consciously shut down. Warriors tame the beasts in their past so that the knight's hoofs can no longer break the jeweled vision in the heart. The intelligent and the brave open every closet in the future and evict all the mind's ghosts who have the bad habit of barfing everywhere, in particular your brain. For a long time, the universe has been germinating in your spine, but only a peer has the talent, the courage to slay the past giant and the future anxieties. The warrior wisely sits in a circle with other men, gathering the strength to unmask himself. Then sits giving like a great illumined planet on Earth. Well, slaying the past and the future. That means getting rid of your ego memories, your conditioning. And if you don't, you don't. It's what has to happen. So thinking that there's a fast track or you can jump over the hedge and get there some other way, forget it. There is no other way, not unless you have in amazing, epiphany by getting jerked out of your body or something. And even then, people who have had out-of-body experiences think they will never forget. But they don't have the training to keep that experience in front of them and down-train and out-train the ego's attempt to erase the intensity of the experience. And back to, let's say, business as usual, so to speak. Okay. It's a lovely springtime when we theoretically have what we call a rejuvenation of life. But are we going to use it as a springboard for our own ability to hold focus and realize that there is no on-off switch to spirit? It's always watching, it's always hearing, it's always there. And you're just blithering through your hours and days, thinking you've got work to do, that this is important and that is important. Is it? Is it more important than attunement to spirit? Okay.